Thanks for listening to the KK Ministry Podcast. This is L.A. Smith, and you are listening to podcast number 6. This podcast is based on a story out of Reuters published Sunday, March 24th, about Israel firing into Syria. Needless to say, it is important for us to keep an eye on any conflict involving Israel and its neighbors due to Israel's end-time Bible prophecy significance, especially with respect to Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 38, which I will be speaking more on in the very near future. Take a listen. Israel said it fired into Syria on Sunday and destroyed a machine gun position in the Golan Heights from where shots have been fired at Israeli soldiers in a further spillover of the Syrian civil war along a tense front. It was not immediately clear whether Israel held Syrian troops or rebels responsible for what a spokesman for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said has been a deliberate attack on Israeli patrols in the occupied territory. Israel forces destroyed a Syrian machine gun nest that fired twice in the last 24 hours on Israeli patrols operating to safeguard the border, the spokesman Ofer Gendelman said on his Twitter page. Shells have fallen several times inside Israeli-controlled territory during Syria's civil war. Some of the incidents have drawn Israel return fire. Syria's southern provinces bordering Jordan and Israel have become an increasingly significant battleground as the capital Damascus in Syria's south comes into play and President Bashar al-Assad forces fight hard to prevent rebel advances. Any fire from the Syrian side will be answered immediately by silencing the sources of fire when we identify them, Yalon said. Amos Gilad, a senior Israeli Defense Ministry official, said battles between Syrian government forces and Syrian rebels sometimes take place just a short distance from Israeli lines. At times, shells or bullets are fired at Israel. Usually the shooting from Syria is not deliberate, but it doesn't matter, he told Omni Radio. Israel should not be the target of any attack, whether intentional or unintentional, because, after all, if you accept something that was unintentional, that could lead to something intentional in the end, Gilad said. Israel has said for months that it expects Assad's government to fall and has voiced concerns that its chemical weapons could fall into the hands of Lebanon's Hezbollah, guerrillas, and al-Qaeda. Israeli President Shimon Peres has called for Assad to step down.